So we are thinking about holidays. We are thinking about shopping, and of course, for so many parents with kids, but not just people with kids, because a lot of grown-ups play games. PlayStation is out, the new one. Bill Tanzer joins us now, Managing Director of Global Research for Experian Marketing Services. Bill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, are you a gamer?
I am not a gamer.
But you follow this very closely.
I do, very closely.
So, tell us about the new PlayStation. Blockbuster?
Well, it looks like it, and one of the things that we look at Experian Marketing Services, we look at search terms and what people are searching for, and right now the number two product being searched for is the PS4, the new PlayStation 4, and that's followed closely by the new Xbox One, which comes out next week. But both of those are behind Uggs, which is the number one search term for products going into this holiday season.
Uggs, the boots.
Uggs the boots, and every year, Uggs, over the last 8 years, Uggs has been number one and has proven to be a real holiday blockbuster. It looks like it's going to continue into 2013's holiday.
Well, of course, they are smart because they keep adding all kinds of Uggs. I mean, colors and sizes and shapes and different products that have the Uggs on them.
Absolutely. You know, this is shaping up to be a really interesting holiday season. I think PlayStation 4 and Xbox One are really going to shake things up. Here's the thing, is that we're seeing an incredible consumer interest and demand for these products based on search term data. But we also know from our data that 71% of consumers have said that this holiday season, they're going to be delaying purchases until they get the best possible price. I don't think that's going to hold true for the gamers that are looking for these two devices because there's scarcity. You have to act quick. We know in the past that there's been scarcity for both of these devices. So that's going to push purchasing a little bit forward for these devices. And because they're so expensive, it might impact those households that decide to give one of these as a gift.
So you read my mind a little bit. Obviously, when you're talking about a brand new piece of technology, there isn't a lot in the way of discounting or sales, but speak to the rest of the retail environment. I spent the past 2 weekends shopping with my wife for clothes. We were in Lord & Taylor and Macy's, and it seemed like they were giving me money to drag the materials out of their stores. What sort of discounting are we going to see this holiday season?
I think we're going to see the discounting continue because retailers realize that even though there's been a slight improvement in consumer confidence, consumers have been conditioned by retailers to expect steeper and steeper discounts, and that's why we're seeing that 71% number that consumers are going to wait. So we're going to see this game of chicken with some retailers as they just wait to see how long they can delay offering those steep discounts to entice consumers to come in, while at the same time we have some retailers that have been moving their discounting forward. The other thing that makes this holiday really interesting, it's one of the shortest on record, with Thanksgiving being so late in November. It's going to increase the pressure upon retailers to really capitalize from holiday.
Well, at least there's no uncertainty now. We want to confirm. Breaking news on the Bloomberg terminal. The House has voted, House Representatives, 261 to 157 for the Republican bill on keeping health plans. Well, I'm looking at some of the other products that you see on the search front. Of course, you're your columnist, the Science of Search in Time Magazine. You've got Fitbit, you've got iPhones, you've got iPad Air. A lot. Looks like if you count the biggest products by far as a group or anything having that's more, you know, technology gadget oriented. I guess that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be this year. It's going to be the game consoles. It's going to be tablets led by the iPad, the new one that was just released, and the iPad Mini, as well as iPhone 5S, which is leading by a pretty far margin over the iPhone 5C. Those devices, including the Fitbit, which is that fitness device that showed up in our top five, are going to be some of the leading products. All relatively expensive products. Which I think is interesting given some of the conservative spending we're expecting this holiday season. I think it's going to turn out to be a very interesting holiday.
We've definitely seen a bifurcation in the retail world where the top end has done really well. We look at places like Tiffany's and pick your favorite high-end retailer. And then at the other end, dollar stores and Target, the great middle is where all the difficulties seem to be, and that would be consistent with what you're describing in the technology space.
It is, and the thing is, the interest in these game consoles is ubiquitous across different levels of affluence. So it's going to impact some segments of the economy more than others.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Well, always interesting to talk about holiday shopping. It's certainly something that is front and center for consumers, for the markets, actually.
I'm always surprised when they say it's a short season. The distance is variable because of the Thursday Thanksgiving. Is that what we're
talking about? There you go. Bill Tanzer joined us from Experian Marketing Services. This is the Hays Advantage, Bloomberg Radio.